for folks, I mentioned yesterday my sports that that the doubles tournament wasn't on the regular schedule. You just had it added, but you're kind of glad you did, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, last year we got into that for the first year. They were looking at adding a team because somebody dropped out, and so Coach Lehmer asked if we'd play, and as got it clear with the school to play it, and so we jumped in it, and then they did invite us back again this year, and they added actually two more teams, so it's a 10-team tournament now. So, yeah, it was kind of a late addition. I thank the school for letting us get into that because it is good to get on the courts. It's really a fun day because it's all doubles. You know, it's not real serious, and most teams are there to get some reps in, but they don't keep medals, they don't do anything like that. It's just show up and play. So but it was a good day. It was a warm day, and wasn't a lot of wind in North Platte, which made it ideal for tennis with not a lot of wind. So but the girls got on the course and played five good matches against an opponent that they've never seen before, so it was good to get out and play somebody new.
Results, how'd they fare yesterday?
Things went okay. Our one doubles, we had our duo from last year playing two doubles, Elizabeth McConville and Cassie Rogers, went 4-1. They got second place. They ended up playing in the championship matchup against Lexington, a team they played like three times last year. I think they lost to them. I think then they beat them, and then we lost to them at state tournament. And so that was a tough matchup. We were down, I think they were down 3-0 right out of the chutes, and then they came back and tied it up to a 3-3, and then we ended up getting beat 4-8. But they played well. It's just a quicker game. I think the girls are figuring that out. You play two doubles, it's just slower pace, and now you're playing ones, and it's just going to be quicker pace. But other than that, they breezed through their pool play. They beat Gothenburg, which is a pretty decent team, 8-1. They beat a good scrappy Ogallala team, 8-3. Beat Scottsbluff, 8-1, a team that I think is the same team as they had last year, moving up to one doubles, and then to beat a good Alliance team 8-1. So they had a good day. I thought they played well. Lots of things we need to work on, obviously. It's good to see that, what we are doing well, what things – I mean, the biggest thing outside of all of our team, we just need to get reps in. We just need to get playing time. We've got a pretty young team and a lot of girls who have not played some varsity-level tennis. And so, it was good to see where we're at. But, Lizzie and Cass did a nice job, and real pleased with the way they lead the team and the effort they put forth. Our two doubles team, our two newcomers to varsity, it's Madison Wilcox and Kennedy Porter. Maddie's is returning senior. Kennedy is our top freshman on the team back. They went 4-1 and got third. Opened up play against a good Gothenburg team and got beat 5-8. Played against Ogallala and won that one in a tiebreaker. That was a lot of fun. It was you could just see. That was like, to me, the thing that clicked for them, that match, because they came back and were down and won that in a tiebreaker, a 7-4 tiebreak score, and then they beat Scottsbluff 8-2, which I thought was a good win. Beat a really good Alliance team, 8-3, and then played North Platte and just manhandled North Platte in the third place match, beat them 8-2. So just what I saw the girls at the start of the day and went somewhere else to watch and came back and watched them play their last match on, got to watch them play their last match. It's a whole different team. Just really pleased this way. Madison Wilcox was hitting her more velocity on her strokes. Kennedy was being more assertive and more aggressive at the net. She's very athletic, and I said that's why you're on varsity, because of your athleticism. You just got to go out and play. But those girls went 4-1. That was a good score for them and getting third. So it was a nice day for those girls, and I think there's some good promising matches coming ahead for them. It's going to be a good thing for them. Our three doubles team, Emma McConville, another freshman that's done some really nice things, and Annalie Almanza, who's a sophomore returning. Both of them, once again, never played varsity tennis before. They went 4-1 as well. Had one loss to Ogallala, which was a tough loss because one of their top upper JV varsity girls, they just subbed in an extra player, and they happened to sub in against us, and that was a match that we lost. Otherwise, I don't think they won a match. But they beat Gothenburg in the open thing, play 8-2, took that loss 8-5 to Ogallala, and rebounded nicely and had a nice win against Scottsbluff 8-2. Played a really good Alliance team. I tell you what, that Alliance team was really scrappy. We were down, I think we were up, honestly, at the start of the match, 3-2, and then they went on a run and got up on us 6-3. Then it went to 7-4. And our girls just buckled up and bowed their necks and came back and took the lead 8-7. Had a chance 8-7 and put it away for the win 9-7, but didn't go our way. Hit a ball out and went to a tiebreak. And they came out of the tiebreak 7-4. So that was a nice win there. And then they played a really good Adams Central team for the third place match and beat them 8-4. So Really pleased with the way those girls played. Did they play their best tennis? No. Did they learn a lot? Heck yeah. I mean, they learned a lot yesterday, so that was nice to see. Just got a lot of great experience. And then rounding things out, our four doubles, that's where you put your number one singles and your number two singles players. So that's kind of, to me, aside from one doubles, your toughest division. And Abby Schneider and Abby Thompson went 5-0. Honestly, they took care of business. They beat Gothenburg 8-0 out of the chutes, and that was a good win because Zoe Beveridge is a heck of an athlete from Ogallala, or from Gothenburg, and beat them handily. Beat a really scrappy Ogallala team 8-0. Beat Scottsbluff 8-0. Beat a good Alliance team 8-1. And in the championship, Allie Jones. I guess she was a really good golfer at North Platte High. I think top medalist for Class A golf. I don't know.
I can't remember.
Good athlete.
Yeah.
But they beat them 8-4, so that was a quality win. I was really pleased with the way they played. Once again, I asked them, how are you playing? Because I got there right towards the tail end of that match with North Platte, and they were up 4-3. They said, oh, we're not doing so well at the net. We're not hitting our growth choice very well. I said, well, you know, just buckle in and just stay focused. And they came out and went on a run and beat them 8-4. So that was the best showing of the day, the 5-0 remark. But once again, they learned a lot. They got to play a lot together. They enjoy playing with each other, which is nice to see. And so all four teams had great days. You know, 4-1 and 5-0, you know, first, a second, and two-thirds, I thought was pretty good.
A little toasty yesterday, wasn't it?
It was warm. Yeah, like I said, there wasn't a whole lot of breeze, which is very unusual, you know. We did get some breeze towards the end of the day, but I tell you what, up until about 2 o'clock, it was dead calm, and it was warm. Yeah, a lot of red bodies at the end of the day, I can tell you that right now.
Hopefully sunscreen and plenty of drinking water these days.
Yeah, you know, we did. I stressed that heavily. You know, you got to have a lot of sunscreen. You got to make sure you're taking care of your bodies, having some food in between matches, and making sure you're hydrating yourselves. But, I don't think it makes a difference. That sun is just really hot,
right.
And a lot of girls were worn out. You know, I will say this. We were helping put on some matches at one of the locations, and there was girls, I need to go sit in my car for air conditioning. Oh, I need to take a break. Our girls would come right out, and they say, I'm ready to go. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I love our team because they just know we're here to play tennis. We're going to get after things. I mean, there's teams taking 5, 10, 15-minute breaks, and our girls are like, let's go. We're ready to play. So, mm-hmm. You know, I love our girls. They do a great job with that and stay mentally focused and mentally strong. So, yeah, it was a little bit of a battle playing on that warm weather because, yeah, we talked about things last year at this time. We were in bundled-up jackets and blankets, and it was a cold day, and it was windier as heck that day. But, boy, that ideal, honestly, playing conditions yesterday, 85 degrees with a light breeze was perfect.
You got a couple of home meets coming up next Tuesday and Thursday, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We host a really solid Lexington team. I think they would have won the tournament yesterday. All right, buddy, good job. So I would say they're going to be a very, very solid duel for us to play. You know, playing that at 4:30. I think it's ACT day for the juniors, so we're starting things a little bit later. Just to give teams the opportunity to travel. But that'll be a solid team. They return everybody from last year's team. I think their one doubles team is the only team that graduated, so they'll be very experienced. Then Thursday, yeah, we turn around and host Hershey at 2 o'clock, I believe. I think Coach Hall's going to bring like maybe 10 girls, so we'll do like a split squad and try and get as many girls, maybe some extra JVs to play against Hershey, and then play a good North Platte team at 4. So, yeah, the weather looks ideal, you know, 80 degrees, you know, sunny, and doesn't look like a lot of wind. So, yeah, we'll take it, and it's always nice to play at home. It's great for this young team to be able to play in their familiar confines of the Elks courts and the Bison courts. So we're excited. We're going to see how things go. Unfortunately, it's FFA week, and great. We got a lot of girls that qualified for state, which is awesome, and so they're all going to be – a lot of them are going to be down in Lincoln for state. I think we're going to lose like about 5 or 6 girls, but you know, it's just an opportunity for other girls to move up and play. So yeah, it'd be a lot of work for me to figure out new lineups because we got new people being gone. But yeah, we're excited to get on the course and play and have a home meet. And like I said, weather's going to be nice, and so yeah, we're excited for the week coming ahead.
Opportunities for others, got other things going on. The girls step in. Hey, here's your chance, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, the nice thing too is, you know, I know that Lexington has right around 35, 40 girls, so all of our girls get to compete. You know, 30 girls, I was really nervous about going into the season. How many matches are we going to get to play? But Lexington will bring all their girls, and North Platte talked to their coaches. They have about 38 girls as well. So our JVs are going to get a lot of work. They're going to get a lot of matches, and that's going to be awesome. We're not going to put a time limit on things. All the coaches understand we have big teams. We're just going to play until we're done. So I'm excited for the JVs to get on the courts. You know, a lot of these girls, we have 16 freshmen. We've only got two of them on the court so far, so we have 14 girls that are anxious to get on their first matches of the year. So it'll be fun. It'll be a lot of excitement, and have a good practice on Monday and just kind of tell them, you know, just got to stay in the moment and just kind of just take a breath, and it's going to be exciting because you're at home. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be fun. They're excited to play their first matches of the year.
Great start of the season for you.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to complain about it. I thought the girls played well. Obviously, some things we need to work on, but it's stuff that you see early in the season. So if this was 2 weeks before state, and so that's what I saw, I'd be a little upset. But, you know, it's week one,
right,
first matches of the year, and honestly, you got four girls who have never played before on varsity level. I thought they handled themselves very well.